The valley of Ynys Ybl, the river Clydach runs down, that side, which would be the sort of eastern side, was black, and the western side was green. The reason being, because the pit was sunk on that side of the mountain, the other side of the river, as it were, and there's no houses that side of the river, there was just the pit. And naturally the pit is dirty, black place, and above the pit were the coal tips. They're still there today. But of course, in their heyday, the drams are going up the pit every day, isn't it? Up the mountain every day to dump the slag, the waste. I don't think he did any washing any good on the line, you know, because I think it was in the air, really. But I don't think people questioned it. Like today, they would question, oh, there's some dust on that around. I don't think we question it. The pit was important, you know. Okay, it did have bad effects, and we're realising it more now with the dust and pneumoconiosis and all that. But I think it was accepted. It was part of village life, and that was our energy. That was modern energy, you could say, in those days. There was a conveyor belt, and it was an asbestos structure, I think it was. I think it ran down towards New Road on the pit side, and the conveyor belt went down there to the washeries. The water was pumped out of the river, washed the coal, and pumped back in. So the river then was black, as it was in all the valleys. The bed, if you like, of the river was just black dust, and it just settled there. And in a storm, sometimes it used to get washed away. And I remember in the miners' fortnight, so the pit shut, everybody went on holidays. Everybody went down the valley to Treacle Bay. And of course, during the miners' fortnight, the river used to clean up then. And towards the end of the fortnight then, you're starting to see the rocks in the bottom of the pool, as it were, rather than coal dust. But yeah, I can remember that. We used to go tickling trout and that. But funny, this side of the mountain is agricultural. It always have been. But of course, today, that hasn't changed in the West because it's still farming country. But this side has certainly greened up. It's sad to think that 1,000 people lost their jobs and their livelihoods. And we know today that unemployment is sky high in the South Wales Valleys because there's nothing else for them. You know, there are a few small industries, call centres and around South Wales, but no major industries. So it's sad, really, all them people lost their jobs. But of course, on the other hand, that side of the mountain, the tip is, you can recognise it as a coal tip, a waste tip, but they're planting, there's gauze on there, there's trees on there, there's even woodpeckers and birds on there. And I think that's lovely, to be honest. If you go up the top of the mountain or something, and you look at the South Wales Valleys, all the same now, they're green, they're lush, they're beautiful places, I must be honest. It should be a national park, I think. But that's only happened in the last 20 years. The industrial past, although we must remember it, I think it is a thing of the past. And I think it's nice for our children out to breathe fresh air, not coal dust, and have a nice environment.